it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. There we go. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is JT for real though. We are on another episode of Mix It Up on Mixer. Today we have Soulzy on, previously known as Soul Survivor. Technically, she has already introduced herself, so and that's my fault because I always run into technical problems, as you guys well know. So, but I will give her a secondary shot to introduce herself. My bad.
Hi, I'm Soulzy. I'm a streamer, a mixer, and a content creator on Twitter and YouTube. I make all sorts of different videos. I'm still finding my feet when it comes to making content, but I enjoy making videos for you guys.
I gotta ask, where did Eggplant Queen come from?
It came from a GIF, from like a little emote GIF that one of my mods shared with me. So we were trying to come up with like new stuff to put in the mix play, and it came from there. And then when we came to like rebranding the community, twin brother. Oh yeah.
I think I've seen the twin brother pictures on Twitter.
Kyle.
What program is that you're using?
What do you mean? Which program?
The one where it makes you look like a dude.
It's face paint.
I thought it was like a filter. Oh my god, that's so funny. See, because I saw it on Twitter, so I just assumed it was like that you used one of those funny like facial things. Because that actually makes it much more funny.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you always see all these pictures of the old people and stuff now. I thought it was something like that. No, oh, that's hilarious. No, it's real. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I have to create new characters soon, I think.
Hey, old school Sammy Two Hats. Old school Smoke and Mirrors, yes. We don't all have to be digital people. We don't all need filters. We can use skill too. We can use skill.
It's not that difficult.
No. Well, I can't do that. That's the thing. I need digital if I want to go the other way. I guess I could put on a little makeup, I suppose. But yes. I could go old school. My bad. So it's funny, something I was thinking the other day, and just I've thought this a bunch just since starting the streaming, and you even say it on your stuff, fabulously British streamer. This is something I don't think people ever talk about because it's not really like a topic, but do you kind of find like you have like this extra like camaraderie, like, and like almost like a little secret, not a secret because it's not necessarily good or bad, but like an extra cool little like in with a secondary community. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, my audience, if you look at my audience, it's actually only just gotten to the point where it's like 50% British. I kind of fought for quite a long time to get it to that percentage. And
sure.
The reason why I go for that audience is purely because of time zones. Because the thing is, like, if everyone who's supporting me is from America, then they'll never be able to get to my streams.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that part. But in addition to that, I'm saying like your like streamer friends and like networking. I meant more along those lines because I definitely know what you mean with like the time zone difference. Because when I first started streaming, I only streamed at like 2 and 3 in the morning. So like everyone I knew was from Australia.
Yeah, that happened to me when I first started as well.
Yeah.
That's how my audience is all American for a while.
Yeah, heck yeah. It's cool, though. It's kind of cool to get that, like, expanded, you know, crew.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when it comes to, like, streamer networking, like, other streamers who are from the UK, obviously, like, going to events and things like EGX out.
Yeah, like that stuff.
Because the people that I'm going to meet there are going to be primarily from, like, the UK or Europe. So I guess you would say that I'm necessarily closest to people from the UK, because I have some really good friends from America.
Thank you so much for following. You're amazing.
But I often see the people from the UK more frequently.
Gotcha. Yeah, I assume, the only reason why I say it is because, well, for one thing, I feel lucky in the sense that, like, I've been kind of, like, involved, so it's been pretty cool. But I've seen a lot of, like, really cool groups of people and a lot of great, like, little team ups because of like things like that. With the PS, people have those little shared, you know, that shared just geography or whatever. But you know, I've seen that a bunch. A local streamer, yeah, and, which I think it's a good thing. I think it's an awesome thing. I just mentioned it because it's not just obviously due to the fact that the size is way different and kind of ridiculous to kind of say like US streamers or whatever. But there's definitely like a cool thing of like pockets of British streamers. Thank you, and like I said, I only say that because I've been invited to that. Like I kick it with like Gaming Goodness, which is a huge portion of like British streamings, and like mostly. So at least like I don't. That's why I say, and like only a good thing. It's definitely not a clicky thing. I mean, like have you ever kind of got the vibe that you have a little bit of an extra like little bit of a foothold there? And like I said, maybe you don't. I mean, you said not really, but I just always noticed that over the past years of like people kind of having a cool little like immediate little like hookup, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously part of like Mixer Community UK, which is a British stream team as well. So I met a lot of people through that. And like I said, I meet people through events. So I get to see these people like in person. I wouldn't necessarily, like, if they're from America, I'm probably never going to meet them in person, unfortunately. Sure. But I don't feel like it's like a little group as such. I don't know. Maybe it is. I've never really thought about it.
Gotcha. Well, I just mentioned it too because, like, at least when I started, when I came into everything, I definitely came into everything completely, like, brand new. Without any sort of background, not any sort of, like... Yeah, so then you know what I mean. Well, see, that's kind of another reason why I ask is, like, I feel like there's a teeny little foothold in the sense that you can kind of be like, what's up, guys? I'm British, too. What's up? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You can kind of get an automatic in where, like, I feel like that's not really a thing necessarily. You know, you get what I'm saying. I mean, I feel like that's true for Australian streamers and stuff, too. I mean, I really think that's, like, a thing. I haven't ever asked anyone specifically and said, hey, have you thought about this? So, it kind of came to mind, particularly because that's right in your title, too. You know what I mean?
It is. But that's more towards like drawing the British audience in, and it's also like a conversation point as well.
No, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Come on into the channel, be like, oh yeah, I'm from the UK as well, or whereabouts are you from in the UK, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just sharing a little bit of information about yourself, really.
I dig it. With so I know, you know, you're, and I'm glad too you even said it that way, like content creator on Twitter and stuff too. I'm assuming Twitter is your favorite social.
Twitter's my oldest social, which is why it's become my favourite. Yeah, so I've had Twitter since I started streaming. I've had it for about a year and a half now. Pretty much straight away I got Twitter when I started. I think all streamers should have a Twitter. I think if you don't have a Twitter, you're missing out on quite a large audience.
Yeah, it's the water cooler. It's the water cooler of streamers. I forgot who said that. That's not mine. I stole that from somebody. But yeah, it's the water cooler for streamers. You know, it's like where it's like every colleagues, that area where you can kind of either kind of give someone a compliment, you can talk a little shit and gossip. You know what I mean, depending on who you are and how you vibe, you know what I mean. And
yeah,
speaking of that, I mean that's like a whole entire thing in itself. Like, what are your thoughts on streamer Twitter?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers a lot of people.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I personally, I love it.
But there's a lot of people that get bothered by it.
That's true.
And they get really upset by it, personally offended. And it's like, well, if you don't like it, just stop looking.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's like, one thing I like, I try to help a couple of people, because I remember, like, I walked into it a little, like, shaky, I always like to, like, I like to be proud of the fact that I can grow even in something where I think I know what I'm talking about, and if someone checks me, I'm like, oh, okay, hey, you're right, and I feel like most people can't do that. Most people
need to learn to do that, otherwise they'll never grow.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I'm, like, the first person to be like, hey, man, that's some bull, but I feel like I always feel okay in doing that, because if someone checks me, I'm like, oh, shoot, you're right. Bye. Thank you. You know what I mean? Like, not enough people do that. I feel like people kind of act the way they do in their day-to-day, which is like, I've said it, now I have to stand behind it no matter what. And it's like, oh, shit, that's hard. It's hard to have a real conversation when most people are kind of acting that way, you know? It's hard. But I don't know. I think the conversations and the fact that it's almost like, I call it like a phenomenon in a sense, because it's like, it's something that just kind of self-created, but like, it's something that's like there, it's real, like, it's still growing, and it's like, I don't care what anyone says, it's a direct, like, it's like a mine, like, it's a direct line to the vein of what's up, you know, it's the word on the street, and actually, that was the joke, that's what I was going to name this episode, this is the word on the street. I forgot, that's what I was gonna say. This is JT and Soulzy talk about the word on the street. So it's like, that's one of the things I was thinking about. It's like, even though, like you said, people complain about it, there's a lot of toxic stuff, I feel like the usefulness, it's like, it's raw. And not enough people are realizing that, you know? It's like, it's a raw resource. I mean, I don't know if you agree, but that's how I see it. Did I lose you? Oh, I think so. Wonder what happened. Hello? Uh-oh. I think we lost her. Unless something's going on with my sound.
One sec, guys. Let me see what happened.
What happened? Did Discord crash? No. I think Discord crashed. Oh my god, did everything crash? Am I not online? Everything's offline! No way. You have to be joking. Boom, back on. Apparently, part two. Because my silly internet just dropped down. This is going to be my first time I've ever had to edit, ever. By the way. No, I'm very proud of that. That's why I do everything live. No, I do everything live. All my podcasts are unedited. Like, that's why, like, I don't slip up. I don't, like everything I've said, like, I don't, like, every, all, almost 100 podcasts, there's never been a stop, nothing.
Oh, my God.
Nothing. It's always just me live go off. That's why I do everything live, because it works anyway. You know what I mean? That's how I do it, so. But technically, this will be my first. I will actually have to take a minute to splice to...
Nip out that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, technically, these are all separate recordings, because all I'm using... And that's actually why I really like VoiceMeter Banana so much, is it has... It's already prepared to record all sources going through it, and since I use it for all my sources, it's like a one-button press. Like, it's actually pretty sweet. The only problem is... It records in Wave, and it's a little too big, so I have to convert it to MP3 and a couple things. So technically, I do edit in that sense, that I have to convert to MP3. But that's like the maximum, you know what I mean? That's the maximum. Yeah, no, I'm like, I've always been proud of that. I've been proud of my, like, ability to just roll forward and not care about editing, you know what I mean? Because most people, like, particularly YouTube videos, I always make fun of those YouTube videos. It's like, hey, what's up, everybody? Stop. How's it going? Stop. Anyway, I'm gonna stop.
The dumb cut.
Yeah, oh, God, it's...
Like, my first YouTube video was so over-edited. It was so over-edited.
Yeah, it's everyone does it, right? Yeah, everyone does it. okay, so I wanted to ask you this anyway. You were recently... DDoSed and attacked by the trolls and the dark characters that we stumble upon.
You're amazing.
Thanks, Abyssal. Yeah, please tell me the story. I'd love to hear it. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to give jerks too much attention, so I know, you know, you might want to
glaze more problems.
Yeah, so I understand if you want to glaze over it.
GTA is basically, it's incredibly easy to pull someone's IP address out if they're in a session with you. So, and then you can't really protect yourself on Xbox. Xbox doesn't have a VPN. So but this person has been kind of following me and other streamers around quite a lot in GTA. He goes after a lot of people. I'm not gonna name names, but people on Mixer and YouTube as well. And he trolls them in session by killing them. And occasionally he DDoSes. So I put a router in, so now he can't get to my IP address.
So he actively, like, plays in the games too, huh? So it's even more like, up, corporate? So you actually know, like, specifically who it is, man. So there's no connection.
Real name is.
You do?
I know what his real name is. I know what he looks like.
Yeah, see, wow. See, that's even more, like, he's even more in the mix. Wow. See, that's, man, talk about a jerk, too. And, like, to be, what, you, so just be a part of the community as opposed to being, like, the villain.
What it is.
But then again, I guess people like being the villains. And, you know,
he's 5 years old, and people get bored and start cheating. And once they're bored and they haven't got anything to grind for, all they do is come in and kill other players because that's the only way they can enjoy the game.
Yeah,
literally, what happens?
It's the curse of the GTA. This has been actually a thing forever. This is probably like over almost a year ago. So this isn't new. Oh, thanks, Abyssal. So this is like probably a year ago, but somebody had come into. Abyssal Tales. Thanks, mate. Oh, sorry about this. So this was like a year ago, but somebody came into the stream and kind of like said something or whatever, and like, you know, was like a troll, some standard trolling, you know, bothered or whatever. And then like a week later, it started popping up. Like that same person was still like looking through everything, and I'd see them like in my, like, I'd start seeing them on my, like, all my other socials, like my more personal socials. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, I don't really have any protections. That's why I was asking about like the VPN stuff. I was like, I never really prepped for anything like that. You know what I mean? Like I didn't have any sort of like protection. And yeah. I recently, do you know about like the well, of course you do, but like the recent swatting stuff past couple months?
That's more prominent in America, isn't it, than here? I've not heard of anyone getting done here.
Yeah, and it's pretty freaky. And I talked directly to a couple of the people that it had happened to, and they didn't really want to talk about it too much publicly because it was because obviously that gives attention to the people that want the attention, thus, you know, giving them what they want. So it kind of sucks because it's something that people kind of, they don't really want to bring up or talk about or really bring into the light because it gives more of attention to them. So they're like, they're kind of worried, but then again, they're not able to kind of warn everyone, you know? So this is kind of a weird thing too. I personally, this is over the past couple months, was actually had got contacted by the people that said they did that. And and they said they were a group of a couple of people, and I told, they asked to come on the podcast. They were like, hey,
they want you to promote them, basically. They want attention. That's what these people want.
Yeah, that's exactly. They were like, they wanted to be on the podcast. So I talked to them for, like, I was like, all right, well, if you're gonna want a voice, then I want you to explain everything and give me some information. And I really just wanted to kind of see what would happen. You know, I opened the dialogue. Mm-hmm. And you could kind of tell they're kind of young, but you couldn't. Yeah, you know what I mean? You could kind of tell they're kind of young, but like, and there was definitely more than one voice because I got multiple messages from a couple different accounts, and I wasn't sure if, you know, it was just the same person using different accounts. But the way that they their tone of like their writing and stuff, one person was clearly different than the other. And one person had messaged me separately and was like, hey, I don't have anything to do with the swatting stuff. I want to let everyone know, like, what's going on and kind of, like, almost blow up their spot. So I was like, whoa, okay, let's talk, right? And then they were like, all right, let's plan a time. And they kind of, they started talking. And eventually, out of nowhere, they just kind of all went silent. And then one of them was like, I'm dealing with legal issues. And then it never responded ever again. All of them. So I don't know what happened. I never got the full story. I wanted the full story. Oh, it's super illegal. That's why I just wanted as much information as possible. Plus, they're like attacking people I know. Like, it's awful.
Once they're attacking a group of people, you got to bear in mind that that group of people that they're attacking are then going to work together to find them.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Find out how it goes down.
Yeah, and well, with me, I was like, they're already listening, because they listened to the podcast, because they specifically mentioned, like, oh yeah, and you've been talking about us. So I was like, that's why I came up on their radar. So I was like, listen, I don't have any specialty protections and I don't care. So if you won't, let's just talk. Dude, Farquaad, I just watched that and I literally had that in my head.
I don't like it.
Don't F with cats, brother.
It's upsetting. I can't watch it. I literally can't.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because for months and months and months, people are like, oh, you should see it. You should see it. And I was like, dude, I can't handle it. I was like, I can't handle anything bad happened to a cat. I can't handle it. But there's so much more to it, and I'm kind of glad I did. But what's up, Unworthy? So I kind of like I don't suggest it yet. I do, So anyway, back to what I was saying, the connection between that and GTA is when I used to get like randomly raided or like a bunch of people like just showing up or whatever, I guess mainly just a raid, but like if it was a person raiding from GTA and bringing over like let's say 10 or 20 people, it would always turn into like the most toxic, weird, like, it was like someone just showing up with a tribe of trolls, you know what I mean? So I learned early, it's actually the reason why I specifically made the conscious choice to basically never, because I think I've played, a handful of times, maybe two or three, but basically never have made GTA part of my stream. And it's because of that. I don't get me wrong, I love GTA, and I always thought it would really fit because of the way I like to play. I like to play PvP stuff. I like to, you know, I like to play in a style that like troll people like to watch, which kind of sucks because like Ark. I'm a PvP guy. Like I take people out and stuff, and trolls love that stuff. So sometimes I'll get that type of like, you know, that type of viewership. But nothing. I mean, nothing compared to GTA. It was like, so I was looking through your stuff real quick as a reminder, and I saw GTA, you know, as like one of your main things, and it reminded me of like, oh man, so that is and it's so great you said that, because it's exactly what I thought. I was like, that's probably why you dealt with that recent stuff, like, I think I've been lucky. I feel like quite a few of the other streamers that dealt with some of this recent stuff also play that. So
there's a group of us that have been affected by this particular person, and then there's other people that do the same thing as well. I mean, like, the first time I ever streamed GTA, and I was tiny back then, I had like no one watching. The first time I ever streamed GTA, I had someone stream snipe me and like follow me around servers, and I had no idea how to deal with it.
Right, yeah, particularly if you're new, right? You're like, what's going on?
I was new to the game, I was new to streaming, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And my friend was like, you need to turn your reel off for 10 minutes, because what it does is it resets your IP address.
Gotcha.
And then they can't, like, trace you around, but it's not a permanent solution, but it's a quick fix.
Gotcha.
That's the thing. You've got to know various tips and tricks in GTA to keep people off you.
Yeah. Apparently, like every time. I mean, and it's been now multiple years, but every time that there's been some sort of like interaction with the GTA community, it's been a rough one.
I think that it's not a toxic community. I think that there are a minority of people. I don't like the idea of toxicity anyway. Like, toxic people, I don't agree with that concept.
Sure.
It's toxic. But I think that the minority of people in GTA like that, and I've met some amazing people through that game.
Of course, absolutely.
And I love it, and I'd never get rid of it. Like, just because someone tries to force me out with a DDoS.
Because, I mean, that's like the next level. That's why. That's the next level. They have to actually, like...
I wound him up, basically. The scenario is that, like, he'd been, like, trolling me for a long time. And then he started playing with me nicely. So I tweeted something about it. And then another streamer came to me and was like, yeah, this guy is bad news. You should block them,
basically. Oh, no.
So I blocked them everywhere. And then they managed to get in through one of my friends. And then he kept killing me. So one of my friends killed him repeatedly to keep him off us, and that's when he DDoS.
Wow.
He didn't like that my friend was killing him and that he'd been blocked.
Man, it's like, you know what it is? It is the block. You're right, because, you know, people...
Blocks are very aggravating to people. I don't have to do it. It's only when necessary. But, like, if someone's, like, known for doing things like DDoSing, they're going to get blocked.
Oh, well, of course. But it's such a strange and weird area to maneuver in, because when do you make the decision to block or not? Because, particularly in this situation, who knows if that was the, like, that little extra kick. You know what I mean? Because I think it seems like that. You know, like, if you look on Twitter... I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What was I saying?
You can't let someone bully you.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the thought that I had. You can't let someone... I'm not just going to sort of behave and do what he wants me to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I can protect myself with a 50 quid router. I don't need to do what he says.
Well, actually, speaking of that, so just for anyone listening, because I always love to just kind of pinpoint one little piece of practical advice, and I think this is that. Mm. What specifically, I know you said a VPN, but just for the layman out there that doesn't know what you're talking about, what's a one sentence way to do it?
Basically, the Xbox has no... You can't just... You know, like on your computer, if you wanted a VPN, you would just buy a VPN software.
Yeah.
Put it on your computer and run it. You can't do that on the Xbox. There's no options for a VPN on it. So the only way that you can do it is... It's very complicated. It's hard to do in a sentence.
Sure. well, is it something like... Is it easily Googleable?
No.
Okay, see, that's good. No, that's useful, because then people will know it's something that, if they're going to want to look into it, this is something they need to spend some time and maybe be a little bit tech savvy.
My friend Anarchistic has said that if anyone needed it doing, he would sort of tell them how to do it, because he literally had to walk me through it. But basically, you buy a piece of equipment, which is a secondary router. Mine was 50 quid, which isn't that much. And then you have to buy a VPN, and then you import the VPN onto the router, and then you connect the Xbox to the secondary router, so that's connected to a VPN. The router acts as a VPN box, basically.
Gotcha.
And it's better to do it like that than to have the VPN running on your computer, because if you run it on your computer, it can affect your stream.
Oh, okay.
So my computer doesn't have VPN on unless I turn it on. It doesn't have it on when I'm streaming, but my box does. I probably shouldn't have given away that secret there. It always has a VPN on it, all the time.
Yeah, at all times, people. It's like three VPNs. There's a wall of routers, guys. Just don't even try, man. It's guarded by it. There's a guy, a physical guy, guarding it too. He's watching it all times. Yeah, no, I mean, I really think that, then obviously that little extra thing is enough to protect you from basically like 95% of all the standard things you deal with. Because like you said, I mean, people, just so you guys out there, if you're wondering like how this happens so easily, it's generally through Xbox and like Xbox parties, little like really small, easy, basic things.
Yeah, it's lobbies. It's the lobby. And it's actually, I've been talking to a few people about this, and it's actually astonishingly easy. It's not like you're some sort of genius.
No. Yeah, it's very easy. Yeah. It's actually very easy. Yeah, which is scary. Which is why I think putting the information out there is useful, because the quicker it becomes standard practice to kind of protect against that thing, the quicker it becomes standard practice that it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Where if people know that their time is wasted doing that, they're not going to bother doing it anymore. So. I don't think enough people out there, even myself, I was like, so wait a minute, what do you even do? Because I didn't know either.
I had to ask someone. And I nearly wired it all through my computer, and that would have messed my stream up. So very glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, plus, I don't know, I guess I got to remind myself, things are always a little bit different too. I mean, obviously, you know, being like a female streamer or a male streamer, you're going to deal with a lot of other weirder things, creepier stuff. Like, and even being protected is even more important. You know what I mean? It's even like, I've actually talked at this is probably like the third or fourth time I've actually brought this up on the podcast, but, a good friend of mine from the stream and on my team, when she started streaming, I mean, she was doing awesome. Like she blew up like practically overnight, but within the first like 2 weeks, she got DDoSed, and and they put her information like in the chat, like her address. Wow. And it was that's like
really bad.
Yeah, and like she's really nice. You mean like it's not like, you know what I mean, and not saying you aren't either. But you know what I mean, it's just like you as well. It's like, you know, this isn't like people being jerks to people. These are like nice people out here, like, you know, like you, you know, her as well. Like these are nice people just doing your thing, and then there's people that are willing to go out of their way to like attack your personal life. It's just
jealousy, like especially with what you were saying about this girl doing really well, like sometimes it's salt. Like,
yeah,
sometimes it really is, like especially if they're streamers themselves.
Yeah,
like it's just unfortunate how jealousy goes.
No, you're right, and that's something that's hard to talk about because it's so situational to each person individually. But it's something that I think that is such, and it sucks too because it's not something going to be fixed, but I feel like it's the key component to like 50% of every freaking problem in like the world of streaming. Like, and that sounds like almost ridiculous, like too much, but I'm not exaggerating at all. It's like every angry comment, bad interaction, every no. Like, I feel like there's so much weird little jealousy like behind the scenes.
Like, if you're jealous constantly, it literally just holds you back.
100%.
100%. And it hurts other people around you as well. It's just a terrible thing to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to, like, genuinely overcome it. You can't pretend that you're not jealous. It doesn't work.
No, you have to be legitimate. You have to be genuine. And the reason why I've noticed it particularly from having my own team for a while and having a lot of different members over time, where I've had a lot and then a few and then a lot and then a few, because some people have come and gone. And I've watched so many people, like me, just particularly wanting a good community, when someone that I know gets something, like, when it works out for them, I get excited. I'm like, I'm legitimately excited and happy for them, and it's not like this bull, like, it isn't, like, and I always, like, stress that so much, because I started watching people go, like, get mad, or the worst, where they would secretly try to undermine somebody. Like, and I fell for it at first, because I didn't understand the level of jealousy that things would come to, that it was coming from.
People don't know that they're jealous. That's honestly what I think.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
They don't always know.
Yeah. No. I absolutely agree. Because even the person that I'm referring to, or at least one of them, was a very intelligent person that was one of my, like, very close people, like, one of my right-hand type of dudes. And, like... Mm. And, like, you know, because I've had quite a few over the time of, like, people that have been really close to me. So, like, it's somebody I trusted, and definitely, like, I believed in the way he thought. You know, I understood he was intelligent enough to know that, like, what his reasons for things I believed in. So when I started seeing something so irrational, I was like, wait, what? Like, it just didn't make sense to me. Cause I won't go through the story cause it's not that important, but it was basically like somebody new started doing really well. And it was just like a, you know, just random new young kid, but he was doing really well starting off. And instead of getting excited for it, this other person kind of started to be like, yeah, it's not really working out, huh?
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know what I mean? And I was like, And it sucks, because I was trying to be, like, understanding, and I was trying to not be like, yeah, whatever, dude, it's all cool. So I was like, shoot, really? And, like, I took it really serious, and ended up it made the whole situation awful. And like I said, I don't have to go through the whole thing. But it basically was, all it was just somebody being a little jealous. And it was like, wow, it's really the basis for such of the problems that happen, you know, between close networks and, you know, distant ones. I mean, there's a lot of weird barriers, actually.
I think the important thing is just, like, checking yourself if you feel that way, and then rationally looking at why you feel like that. That's how I tackled it, because I used to be quite jealous for a long time. Like, because I went through a period of time where I was working really hard at the wrong things, and so I wasn't seeing any growth. And I was like, I'm working so hard, why isn't that happening? And it was just like, it was all the wrong stuff.
Like, can you give an example?
I used to spend way too much time focusing on technology.
Like,
and bells and whistles.
Okay, like, I got the new Stream Deck, I'm about to blow up.
Oh, yeah, I got the Stream Deck, I got the fucking microphone.
I got the Yeti mic, I'm famous next week.
Exactly, like, not just physical technology, but, like, putting fancy stuff into the stream and, like, mix play and, like, hours of time, hours and hours and hours of time on that.
Do you feel like you've pulled back too much? Because that's where I'm at. I feel like I did exactly like you, but I feel bummed out that I don't anymore. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I don't have...
Sometimes when I look at people's... I mean, I haven't removed anything. I just haven't developed anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I haven't gone further with it. Like, sometimes there is things I do need to sort out, but... all that stuff is really a side thing. Like, the main things for me are creating content on other platforms and nurturing relationships, and those are the priorities, and all the other stuff is just, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't affect anything.
That's true. You're absolutely right. And that's, like, and that's really smart for anybody listening too. Like, that's, it's really good to realize that type of thing, like, as soon as possible, because yeah, all that other stuff is awesome and it does help in many circumstances. But if you haven't got that base, then there's no point. Like it's the donut thing I was just to say. Like it's the plain donut or the glazed donut. It's the amount of time you put into it. You can make it look good, but it just depends on what's the base there. You know what I mean? It's exactly like you said. You're spending time making extra content, which is of course is gonna build your talent and skill on its own, and then spending time building relationships is gonna grow everything exponentially. So that, no matter what, is a good use of your time, where spending all that time making a cool overlay, no one may see, you know, because you didn't collect that. You know, like you already get this, but I'm just saying this for other people that might not fully get the basics of those things. I know you already get it all, but before I forget, and because this is something I've said so many times, and you've probably seen me say it online a bunch too, like on socials and stuff, but I've ragged on and teased many a people for overusing, underusing, and incorrectly using rebranding. I liked how you did your thing, because you did everything the way I think people should. Like that you did a legit, like you talked about it, but it wasn't for no reason. It was an actual change. You had a reason for the change. Like that's why I wanted to bring it up with you, so you could just give a quick little thought or just your own little insight on the reason why you did. Because so many people, like I said, I've said this a million times, where someone's like makes a big announcement, right? As if it's actually a big announcement, and all it is they're changing their Xbox screen name, you know? And it's like, that's not rebranding. Like, that's just changing your Xbox screen name. You know what I mean?
You have to rebrand. You have to rebrand everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, and of course there's not like a Hoyle's rule book of law of this is the rebranding, but there has to be a little bit more than like, yeah. I changed my Fortnite name to Mr. Shoots to Mr. Shoots twice. You know, like, that's not rebranding. That's spending 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like,
it's rebranding. People say rebranding when they just mean I'm changing my name. And then this rebranding for me was more about building a brand, because before I rebranded, I really felt like I didn't have a proper brand.
Sure.
Like, I'd gone from this ridiculous name. Do you know my old name? It was ridiculous. It was like TH3S0L3. I can't even spell it.
Oh, no. No, I didn't know. I didn't know that. No way.
You didn't notice me because my name was so ridiculous.
Yeah. And nowadays too, with like that becoming such common knowledge, it's like if you see someone with a name like that, you almost immediately write them off. You know what I mean? Exactly. Which sucks, but it's true. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, look at that guy.
When, for example, you're looking through like a large list of, because I'm always seeking new connections. So I'm always looking for new people to like follow who are interacting with my stuff. And if someone's got a ridiculous name, I assume that they're not taking this seriously. And that sounds harsh.
Yeah. I get worried about my name just because it's spelled a little weird. You know what I mean? And it's my own spelling.
You type it in earlier.
Yeah, I saw your post. I was like, she's still talking about me. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
When I do a post like that, it's normally because it's happened to me about 12 times.
No, I like, absolutely. Like, one of my mods is Soft Kill, and I swear he does it to mess with me, but it's like S0, the number 0, and then like F, and then a 1 for the T, and it's like, and he changes it for all of it, dude. Every time I'm trying to tag him and stuff, I'm always like, S, oh shoot, 0, nah, shit, not that one, S1. Yeah, I swear he does it just to mess with me. It's different in everything he does. It's like slightly off, but yeah.
The thing is, the sort of realization moment for me with my crappy old name was when I went to EGX for the first time and no one could find my channel. Everyone was like handing each other their phones to like follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. Dan's got it. TH3S0L. Look, that looks ridiculous.
Oh, see, okay. So I remember it being Soul Survivor. I just didn't realize it was a TH3. I just didn't realize. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't remember the TH3.
I've had two rebrands, but the second one was like a mini one.
Yeah, no, fair enough. But and that's why I'm bringing it up, because they're like, see. That's exactly why, like, what I was thinking. Bonjour. That's exactly why I asked, because there's a reason, a legit reason, a good like end result, like you thought about it. It was like, you know what I mean, there's more to it than just like, oh hey, I feel like making a big deal out of nothing. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like a lot of people do.
I thought about my rebrand for months before I did my rebrand. Like
I remember, I saw.
Months.
I know, I saw, because I remember that it came up to that point, and you were like, oh, sorry, guys, I gotta need a little bit more time. I pay attention to everything and remember everything. Yeah. But that's legit. But, you had a reason for it. It wasn't like, oh, shoot, I was just saying stuff. I respect that.
Things were literally not ready. Like, things weren't ready.
And that's cool, though.
Like half-finished stuff if we'd gone. With a load of old logos on it. I've still got old logos on my Streamloose cards. I need to sort my shit out, to be honest.
Well, you know what's really funny about that? Like, even just, like, probably 5 minutes before I went live right now, you know how, actually, you know where your face is on my screen? Right behind that, I looked, and it's just, it shows how old some of my stuff is sometimes, and I forget to fix. It said, like, Gawkbox! Gawkbox is defunct.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I had their community manager on the podcast, and talked to him about it when they were still a thing. And so I've been been watching their company, and I checked it like a couple months ago, and they had like a blog up, like, sorry guys, we're no longer a thing anymore. Oof. But yeah, that's like, I talked about that a couple podcasts ago, but yeah, you know what I mean? There's so many little funny things. Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, good. Here, let me plug this in. I don't have my headset plugged in. It could die at any time. Let me plug this bad boy in.
I've got the, what's it called? It's like the Steel Series, and it's got like the dual charging system. So you've always got one battery charging. It's so good.
What, in your headset?
It's way overpriced, though. I had to get it for a Christmas present from like five people.
This one was pretty expensive, but it definitely uses charge fast. It's like the Logitech one. I got all my stuff Logitech, so they're all like the same brand. But like, I like everything. It just, I don't know if you noticed, that was me shaking. Like, that was like, because I'm such a big dude. Like, if I move, the whole room shakes, and my computer goes ding ding. So that right then, like, all I did was move, and the whole computer shook, and then the back connections just. So that's why I thought I'd knock the connection out. It's happened before. Still have MySpace. I think people are looking up your MySpace, right?
I doubt it.
No, I'm just kidding. So something I just wanted to touch upon too before we run out of time. I said this, I think, on Twitter, but I never actually say this on the podcast, but I don't even know if I've even had one now that I think about it, more than one. I think you might be my second female guest ever.
Oh,
and, my. Yeah, like, and I've talked about this before, like, and I kind of want to bring it up again with somebody that I can talk, like, kind of ask, like, what's the deal? Like, so, I don't know what it is. It's this has been since day one, like, 2 years ago, you know, or maybe whatever longer, whatever the time is, but almost 2 years ago. But day one, that I have asked and talk to so many different people about either, you know, collaborating on something or coming on the show or doing whatever. And 99% of guys, including Bro Man, I say this all the time, because even he freaking said yes. All these, we say yes. Like, it's either a yes or a, like, well, you know, we'll figure it out. But 99% of the time, if not 100%, it is a good response, right? Mm. Now, if it's if it's a guy, I don't know if I pointed that out. If it's a male, that's what I meant to say. If it's a guy, now if it's a girl, it's like 80% a yeah, well maybe, right? And or maybe 90% maybes, and then it's the only time someone straight up and like nah, is it's been female only. I've never ever ever, and that's I think that's insane, like, that not one guy has just been like, you know what, nah.
You know why? It's for a start, there's less of us, like, there's less women, like, doing this. There's so many guys doing
true
this, and a lot less women. And then also we have, like, I think in this industry, if you're doing content creation or streaming, you've got to have this kind of wall up. And it's very, like, when I first started streaming, I had so many people, like, guys, trying to get me to co-stream with them because they thought they would get them views. And
yeah. Like, oh, I know what you're saying. You see that so often. like, so yeah, often.
That's the wall, that's the defense mechanism. And also, there's a lot of guys that are just, you know, trying to, you know, get in a relationship with you, basically.
Yeah, or be or creepy. Whatever. Of course.
And defense mechanism.
And I get that starting off. I definitely do. And I get what you're saying, that, like, the auto wall. I mean, I get the reason why. I just think it was surprising even after, like, a bit of time, and I've, like, settled myself in the space, and I'm definitely clearly not some weird dude. You know what I mean? Like, it take 10 seconds to just, like, click and go, oh, look, he has this behind it, show that he's not just like, hey, I'm weird dude, want to talk to me? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And I've never been that guy in my life anyway. Like, I just, not that style. But, like, it just, like, maybe that's why. Maybe because I just so, it's kind of like the jealousy thing. I don't feel that way, so I'm blind to it. So I'm like, huh? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like ignorant to it. Like, huh? Like, I never name names. And it's actually, I did that for myself. I've said that since day one on this, so that I don't just all of a sudden get irritated with someone and be like, you know what? This dude did this. So I permanently made myself not be able to call people out ever on the podcast, so I won't ever will. But I still to this day, there's a certain female streamer, still to this day, every time I see her pop up, I'm always like, yeah, no, huh? like, I still think it, like, because she's, like, the one person, and I still, I'm like, not in a bad way, but I'm just like, sure. Like a sigh, like I, like...
If you think about it differently, right, it's better that she was honest with you than, like, saying, oh, maybe I might do it, maybe I'm robbing you.
100%. And I'm glad you said that, too, because in the back of my mind, I think that, I've thought that, and I'm like, you know what? She was actually being probably more legit than probably other people that have been like, yeah, totally, dude, and I will never look at your message again. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's the classic fob off, yeah.
But, you know, I just, you know why? Because some of that stuff, it's like, yeah, obvious. Some of it's obvious. But the reason why I don't think it feels as obvious anymore is because of things like streamer Twitter and stuff. The general narrative of like, yeah, I'm super cool. Like, I don't, you know, like, if you ask anybody out there, any female streamer, hey, so would you? Oh, of course, what are you, crazy? Why wouldn't I? That's not the truth. I think that's why I ask. Because I feel like the narrative is like, obviously, but when it actually comes into play, it's not so like, yeah, of course, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm asking you because you take me up on my offer. You're someone who did. That's why I'm asking you. Like, it's like...
pretty well. Like, I've been following you on... someone shared your podcast with me, and I think what... You know, like, for me, if I mind click with someone, then I'm sort of trust them. So, like, one thing that I connected with you on was, I can't remember which podcast it was, but it was about someone stealing your content, essentially. And I'm just about to do a video on this.
I'm going to show you right now. I got that as a note right now. I wanted to ask you about that. So, what's up? What's up, everybody? She's going, I don't even have to ask.
Amazing. Yeah, so you were talking about that and how you basically kind of took this person down and then regretted it. And a really similar situation happened to me, and which we're going to talk about in the video when I eventually film it.
Yeah, well, where's that video going to be? Shout that out.
Hopefully soon. I'm not going to say a date and then not produce it.
Well, where will it be? Is it your YouTube or?
It's always on. It's everywhere. I put them everywhere.
Okay. Well, I used to put stuff certain places, so I wasn't sure how you do your thing.
Yeah, I know, but I think with short videos, if I keep them to like 2 minutes, I can put them on multiple platforms. And the benefit of YouTube is that it's a library, whereas Twitter isn't a library. So if you've missed anything, you can go over to YouTube and see it there.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we got to shout out your YouTube then.
I need to get my own URL, man, because I still haven't got it.
Yeah, I got a big ridiculous one too still, because I still don't have enough subscribers. So.
100 and 1,000 for monetization, apparently.
Oh, really? Oh, I have more than that, so I should be good. Oh, I thought you needed 500. I'll have to recheck that. That's cool, because I think I have like 100 or something. It's not very big. But it's, yeah, I don't know if you saw me put the little piece of paper up. I specifically wrote content theft, a voice other than my own. because it's so funny you freaking said that. That's hilarious, because I specifically was thinking that. I wrote the note that's something that I've like talked about a bunch and kind of like I've ranted about because it's something that I've done a couple episodes on. But another person, like, has it? So I mean, obviously you were kind of vague about it, so you don't want to, you know, name anybody or whatever. But what was the situation? Yeah.
Well, I had an idea, and then they produced an idea that was astoundingly similar, basically, on their channel. It wasn't that I tried to take them down as such. It's more that I kind of told a couple of people, and then they told a couple of people, and then it got out of hand. And it's still a relationship that's broken, and I really regret it, because since then, I've come to realise that there's a difference between imitation and inspiration, because a lot of people will take inspiration from the content that they absorb. I definitely take inspiration from the content that I absorb.
Gotcha. So, of course.
There's a lot of people coming out with similar stuff to me, and I now choose to see it as a compliment rather than a theft. Like, I mean, it's really, really... A lot of stuff's going to be similar. I mean, unless they've literally copied and pasted what you've done. And even if they have, I mean, it's still your idea.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It took me a long time to, like, get that vibe. It took me a while. Because I used to rage out every time. Like, every time. I mean, to the point where I would, like, flame someone publicly. I'm like, what? Where'd you get this name? I mean, sometimes, and a couple of times, more than often, it blew up in my face, which is how I learned to chill out. Because, like, most of the time, it blows up in your face. Like, almost. Yeah. And one time, I felt bad about it. I feel like such a jerk. A guy had started he was fairly new, and I didn't realize that. So, but he was really new, and he was like, yeah, and you gotta understand, you'll understand when you see, hear what I'm saying. But it's like, yep, starting this new web show. We're gonna be talking about streaming and occasionally bringing on people. We're gonna be called Mixing It Up. And I was like, wait, what? I flipped out. Because he literally picked the name of my freak.
He didn't.
Unless he was a really good, I don't want to say liar, but like kind of backpedaler. Like, unless he was really good at kind of like, whoa, I didn't. Because he really was like, whoa, man, I'm brand new. I just had this idea. I'm sorry. And I was like, oh shit. Cause I was like, what the freak? Like, I berserked on this guy. Like, I was so mad. And he was like, oh shoot, I didn't realize. My bad.
Oh my God, blah.
And the fact that he was so cool about it, I was like, oh shit, I'm a jerk. You know what I mean? I was like, I felt so bad. And of course I tried to make it up to him. I was like, all right, man, well, you know, if you need help, you know, come on the show, whatever. We'll try to promote you, whatever. Like, I'll try. I feel bad. You know, so I did. Yeah, I did. I definitely was like, hey, my bad. I came at you too hard. I should have checked first. You know what I mean? There's a couple times where it's not even as bad as I thought it was, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. And even if people have taken inspiration from you, which, you know, people will do, like, there's, it's no reason to, like, you know, criticize, to be honest.
Well, remember we saw something?
That you're inspiring.
Well, we saw something. Exactly. You got to take it as a compliment. But you and I saw something recently, you know, that there was a, remember where there was a shared conversation on Twitter. Oh. And that was like, I was like, hey, I'm probably going to do that maybe as another episode coming up soon. Anybody interested? And it was like, 5 minutes later, that guy posted. He's like, hey, I'm thinking of doing this episode about the topic you guys were all just talking about. Do you remember that? And I pointed it out to you. Like, that just happened. That was recent. And, like, that's originally, that exact situation would have got me all uptight. And I would have been all frustrated with it.
Sometimes
been like,
people don't even know they're doing it sometimes. That's what you got to bear in mind. And true. You know that, because that happened with you and that guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's was a good example. He was so new. He was like, dude, I haven't even done an episode yet. Like, oh, he was bless. Like, you know what I mean? He was like, it was just an idea. And I'm like, oh, my bad, man. It was just the name. The fact, because it was like, I think he called Mix It Up. And it was like, instead of Mixing, that's all. It was like, Mix It Up on Mixer. But it was just the fact that he like wrote the whole thing out. And even like the wording, it was just, if you had seen it, you would have got why my response was that way. But, you know, but it's a good read. It's definitely a good lesson for anyone who's like starting off and is like, doesn't ruin a relationship like you did, you know, or almost ruin some like mine. And honestly, there's probably been some where I've been a little, you know, little maybe salty to someone because I thought, hey, wait, now they're taking my idea. You know, I feel like there's been small instances of it too. Because it's definitely been something I've, like, had to work on, which is why I've talked about it so often on the podcast. Because it's, like, it's like your self, you know, self-designed roadblock, you know?
Yeah, it is.
But it's madness.
It's like jealousy. It's just one of them. It's going to crop up. You got to overcome it.
Yeah, it's better to just let it ride. Better just let it ride.
Not let it ride. Let it, like, kind of rework your thought process.
Yeah. Well, don't. Yeah, exactly. Not letting it bother you, or like you said, see it in that good way, that positive way. Yeah. And actually, that's one last thing I want to mention too. Is like, what do you? I don't know. From at least from a female standpoint, what do you see this like the fake positivity stuff? Ooh. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, some people right off the minute I say it, someone's like, "There's no such thing." You know what I mean? I don't think that's true. I definitely feel like
fake positivity. Like, that's how everyone starts out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like for instance, I'm just gonna say just one because there's a million instances. But one, it's kind of like someone who puts up a daily message, right? And I totally get someone putting like a daily inspirational message. I totally get it. If mind you. It's actually inspirational, like, you know what I mean, like, or give something to your day. Now, all I see every day is people being like, "You are the best. I love you. You're so freaking awesome. I see you doing your best." And I'm like, "No, you don't. You liar." you know what I'm saying? Like when I read it, I'm like, I'm reading lies. These aren't positivity. These are lies. These are things that someone doesn't know for sure. And like I said, I mean, maybe I'm just a little jaded, but, you know.
People know on Twitter that positive tweets get engagement, which is a lot of the reason why they do them.
That's what I mean.
But I feel that it is a balance between being positive and being real. And maybe I, myself, tilt more towards the positive side. And I do need to bring out more of the, you know, I'm not always happy. You know, I have bipolar disorder. There are times when I cry. You know, I think that it's important to show people both sides of you for you to be seen as whole.
Sure.
You can't just pick and choose what you show in a way.
No, I agree. That's why I mentioned it. Because I think it's to my detriment that it's funny that you said you kind of put it as like real or positive as opposed to like negative to positive. Because I feel like it is kind of more like that. And because I feel like I'm on the other side. For real, though.
The negative side.
Yay! Yeah,
it's not negative.
No.
I mean, people quite like that because it's refreshing. Like, people like me enjoy that. Like, some of my favorite people are just incredibly blunt because it's just cut straight past the bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I've at least, I guess this is who I am, whatever, but it's weird. It's like a double-edged sword, though, because it's like cool because I'm like, I know, I don't ever feel fake. Ever.
Yeah.
Like that I guess is more important to me than most things. Like being true is I think way more important than most stuff. So I do like that, but I know I definitely turn a lot of people away because like they read, particularly because texting, you don't like, you can't get my vibe. But I know there's a lot of people that are just like rip me off because of like me being a little too honest with stuff.
There's a way to be honest without offending people, I have found.
Oh yeah. It's definitely a skill.
Definitely ways of doing that.
Yeah, it took me a while to learn that. I definitely started off pretty bad. And that's why I like to bring up, like, to people, it's like, you can get better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even as a person, like, it's easy. You can learn even in these basic things, like, whether it's Twitter, whether it's just streaming and networking. Like, the lessons you learn really can change you. Like, and they have. Like, I know for a fact, like, I'm a better person in a lot of different areas because of the time I took having to like self-assess or even other people, you know, calling me out or whatever, you know. But you know, even like because I'm fairly, you know, I'm fairly hype, I'm fairly like extreme, you know what I mean? I like, so like I'll like be like screaming in a game or like, you know, I can get really intense, you know, and like in a fun way because that's what people like or whatever. But like I get that that's like. That's not everyone's cup of tea, for one thing. But it's also, like, it comes with, it comes with both sides. Like, that's why, like, someone sees this, they're like, oh, okay, he's not just some crazy-ass dude screaming at a game all the time. He can have a conversation and chill out, you know? Like, showing both sides of yourself, I guess, like, is kind of the key. Yeah, at least it's taken me a while to realize that, but I gotta agree with you.
That's kind of another thing that I try and do and that I'm working on myself, is, like, opening up more and not being afraid to show what's real.
Yeah.
Because that's what people want to see, really. That's why they invest in you.
Yeah, it's why people always say, like, it's not the game, it's not this, and it's true. It's definitely, it's the person. You know what I mean? At least anybody with longevity. You know what I mean? There's tons of people that, like, actually, that's something I think I'm going to have to, like, look into more so I kind of understand it a bit more. But that's a huge... Have you noticed this? Like, so many... not necessarily just partnered, but people that were doing really well and partnered people that all, like, from, like, a year ago, it's, like, half of them went up, but, like, half of them went down. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that, like, were in a mid-level range and they didn't actually go up. And
in terms of viewership?
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so that's... I was watching something on this the other day, actually. It's to do with... It's going to sound really, really bad. It's to do with, like, staying relevant and adapting to new environments.
Sure.
That is what that is.
No, I bet it is. I bet that's a huge part of it. I don't think I've put enough thought into it to, like, have a, like, a good... You know what I mean? Like, a good perspective.
I'll link you a video after this.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, please do.
It's got more information in it.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's definitely... Because staying relevant is huge. And, I mean, I guess... I think... I mean, obviously, I don't want to rehash all the things everybody says, but I guess that's just, like, another... As important as consistency. It's like, I guess the moment consistency becomes less important is when relevancy steps into play, you know? Yeah. Because I've noticed that a lot. Because, well, and I mean, I took, like, over, like, a month and a half off, and, like, that's like, eternity in streaming. Yeah. It's, like, eternity. And my first stream back, it was awesome. It was huge. I was, like, I couldn't believe it. I was so blown away. And, like, that type of thing, I have to always remind myself, that's like a big deal. Like reminding yourself of the things that are good are huge, because you get really complacent sometimes. Like, at first I was like, okay, cool. And then I thought about it afterwards. I was like, you know what, man? That's a blessing, man. Like, that's like I really have to remind myself that.
I should probably do that more, to be honest.
You remind yourself of the good parts?
Yeah, but I struggle a lot with, like, the imposter syndrome when I get really, like, if I have a really good stream, I'm like, I had a really good stream the other day and I was like, did someone put bots in the stream?
No. Screw that, man. Confidence. Confidence.
And then it's the same the next day. I was like, okay.
Hell yeah. Then it's you're blowing up. That's what it is. You're blowing up.
Also, it was PAX weekend.
Yeah, oh, hey, and that's, hey,
all your viewers.
Well, yeah, you got everybody's viewers, hell yeah, well, see, that's awesome, though. That's, like, that's something people don't think about, too. There's so many, like, mid-level opportunities that pop up like that all the time that people don't take advantage of. Like, it's like, oh, it's PAX, might as well stream extra if you have the ability to, because there's going to be a lot more people kicking around, or, there's so many.
Life and jobs and things, but, yeah.
If you can, that's why I put that in, because I will never in a million years hold their IRL stuff against them for their time, because I out of anyone have, like, completely devastated so much of what I built because of having to do all my IRL stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks, but, you know, it happens. I mean, eventually, the balance is difficult. I definitely can't speak on doing it well. That is something I fail at still, so.
My schedule, honestly, is still not perfect, and I work 7 days a week, so.
See, that's impossible, then. I can't even imagine. And I finally, now that the month is over, I'm back down to, like, not having to work as much, which is cool. Like, the next couple days I have off, so I'll actually be streaming and stuff, which is awesome, so. Nice. But I definitely understand the difference between, like, it's 7 days, I can't even understand how you do that at all. Like,
well, that's like, when I say 7 days, I do, like, my job, and then I do, like, the streaming, the content, all that. Gotcha. As well.
Gotcha. No, I get that. But saying it that way makes sense, because seeing it that way puts your mindset in that way and it keeps you going.
Some
because
they like it because they see it as negative and they'll be like, oh yeah, I don't want to know what it is. For me, I need it for structure.
Yeah, no, heck yeah. No, I dig that. Like, having, I don't know what it is, maybe just like, I don't know, maybe schedules and stuff. I'm really awful with timing. Like, I'm just so awful. Every time I post a schedule, I probably stick to it for like 3 days. It's like, it's so lame. It's the worst. Oh, and trust me, that like I have over and over and over told everybody, make sure you do not do this. Like, I am making the hugest mistakes ever. Like,
what's interesting is it's not just about consistency of schedule. It's about general consistency.
Yeah.
So I've seen people have really, like, really popular streams when they've got a really terrible schedule that's just all over the place and announced, like, just before they go live. But because they've got, like, that consistency with game, it kind of doesn't matter as much.
That's like, that was like me when I started off, like, when I played Fortnite and stuff. I used to always have, like, 50-plus, 75-plus streams when I would stream random. At random, and that was because I was playing Fortnite. That's because I started off as Fortnite, and that was just random. And it was always the minute I stopped playing Fortnite, everybody disappeared, like just pew. It was like 80%, just like disappeared.
With doing like what I do, which is just the one game, that is the downside.
Yeah, there's a lot of ups and a lot of downs. Because like when I went to Ark, I saw a lot of like. A really, really good return of like people that I'd see every day. You know what I mean? They'd return every day like that because that was their favorite game. So like you do get a lot of like, you get immediate people that are like kind of regulars in the sense, but not once you switch the game. You know what I mean? Although people that I used to play, I don't play Ark anymore really. So I don't see those people anymore. So it's kind of
important. It's more important than people think it is.
Like, yeah,
it's about the person, but the game matters as well.
Oh, of course, because if it doesn't vibe with you, it doesn't vibe. Like, I was just asking my homie Goomba. I just asked him like, what do you? Because he watched the stream I came back on 2 weeks ago or whatever. I was playing Paladins, and I was like, so what do you think like with me playing that specifically? Because I know certain games I really vibe with. Like Ark really worked really well. Because I'm really quick with how to build stuff, and I'm good at PvP, so like all the stuff that are fun in that game, I'm actively good at in gaming. So like when I play that, and like I talk trash and stuff, so people like it worked really, really well. So then I started playing Paladins, and he was like, I noticed when you're, and this is a great example of someone kind of knowing your vibe, so because he's watched me for a while, so he knows my vibe. He was like, hey, when I watched you, when you weren't playing with people you knew, it wasn't as good a content. Because like you weren't having as much fun, you weren't talking as much, and you'd more apt to get like annoyed at something. You know what I mean? Like, because if it's like if someone you don't know makes a mistake, you're like, dummy. But if it's your friend, you're like, oh, it's okay, bud. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he noticed like when I started bringing in people I knew into the party, that I was a totally different person. And knowing that stuff is so huge. So even like, so it's like exactly what you said. Even though it's the person, the game combined with the person definitely changes. Yeah. Like, definitely changes. Like, for instance, what are you going to switch to eventually? You gotta. Oh, okay. So you're just waiting for the new stuff? That's funny, right?
It is. My love of GTA isn't just because it's like got a good viewer base or because of streaming. I really like the game. Like I since I started playing it, I just don't like any other games as much, really. And that's just like the place I'm in, and my other half plays it with me, and it's like one of the only games that we play together.
Hell yeah.
So it's a whole thing for me. It's not just about like the stream and the viewership. And
sure, and that's probably why people probably get that vibe too, because like definitely having more fun, people get that, like that's a big part of it. Like if you're just kind of like grinding a game you didn't want to play, no one's gonna care. But if you're like having a good time, and particularly like you said, if you're playing with your other half, that gives them even more of like, oh word, oh what are you guys up to? Like there's a whole extra level of a vibe there.
Yeah, so everyone enjoys it. That's why we do it.
Hell yeah. Well, I think my time is about up here. Is there any other? Oh, actually, well, the YouTube you said you didn't. Well, we can do. I'll just put it in your. Link me any links to your like your YouTube and stuff, and I'll stick it in the podcast description. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's
yeah,
fine.
So then if anybody wants to find find any of the extra videos or any other content that Soulsy does, you can just look through the podcast links that I'll have below. For anyone listening, and I guess it'll take me a while. It's going to take me a couple hours, actually, because I'm going to have to edit. And I'm not an editor, sir and madame. My skills are in so many areas. Editing is not one of them, I have to admit.
Me neither. I just watched a lot of YouTube videos and sort of like cobbled my way through.
Yeah, my Elgato video is blowing up. I taught everybody. If you ever try to figure out your Stream Deck and you want to do multi-action buttons, I'm the one.
Nice.
I was looking on there. I'm like the main guy, and everybody's like, "Dude, I've been looking for this forever." I was like, "I'm so glad I made that one silly video." What?
Was it 10 minutes?
No, 5. It was actually specifically, I was going to do a series of 5-minute videos because oh my god, isn't it awful trying to watch a video of someone teach you something and they're like, let me tell you about some random shit in my life for 3 minutes. And you're like, what?
It's because you got in the algorithm. If you do 10 minutes, you're in the algorithm.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I'm slacking.
10 minutes.
I'm slacking.
Yeah, that's 10-minute video once a week, and you're in the algorithm.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to. Maybe I'll have to step up my YouTube game. My YouTube game is weak. I got Twitter game and streamer game. That's my game, and LinkedIn apparently. Jeez, I don't know about that. I know it's embarrassing, but it's like 30,000 people on there. I don't even understand why. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I have so many things separate. I don't know. I'm like, it's like I'm a different personality on these separate things. I have to like I can't blend them too much. One's a little bit more professional. No, I know. Cross pollination. I gotta agree with you. I'm just slacking a little bit. So it's all good though. All right, my friends. I will catch all you guys later. Soulsly, it has been real. And I had to, because it'll probably be this would be the final time. There's no other option. I can do this. But back before, when Soulsy had her silly name, The Soul, I would see it, right? And in the back of my mind, I would have that would sing that song where it's like, I'm a soul survivor. And it would happen. Like, I swear it, every time. I'd be like, going through YouTube or something, or going through Twitter or whatever, and be like, I'm a soul survivor. And I would like, do that. And so finally I was able to make that joke with you. I'm so glad I was able to tell you that time you showed up. Because it happens so much. You know when you do something in your head and you're like, man, that person doesn't even know this is a funny thing that goes on in my head. You know what I mean? So I was like psyched I was able to tell you, you know? But anyway, I was like, shoot, with your rebrand, I can't, the joke's over. God, so no, I had to axe that joke right now. That was the finisher. Alright, well, I will catch you later. And everybody, make sure you follow Soulsy as well, and I will put her information below. Alright, peace out, yo.
Bye. Night.
Word. Alright, you have a good one, yo. That was a good chat. I will catch you later.
This episode was recorded live and without editing on mixer.com/JTForRealDo. Hey guys, if you want to help me out to take this podcast on new frontiers and new horizons, then all you have to do is go to www.anchor.fm/JTForRealDo/support to support the show and make the dream possible.